Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8. And I got to tell you, we got a pretty cool show set up for you today. Before we get things kicked off, I have got to let you know that we've got some of our fans that are going to be tuning in online on the telephone are not able to jump in the chat room. And we do hope that we can at least give you guys a big old shout out. Miss Emily, I know you're out there on the line, and we want to say a big old howdy to you. We've also got some fans that are tuning in here on the chat room and want to say good morning or good afternoon to you folks as well. You know what? We've actually got some fans tuned in overseas right now, and we want to say a big old shout out to you guys as well. We've got a whole group that's posted up through Facebook. They're called European Bull Riders. It's a group page over there. And if you guys are not following them, get on over there and check them out. They kind of they do a lot to follow what's going on here in the U.S. with the bull rides and with the rodeos and whatnot. And we want to give them some recognition as well. We want to say a big old howdy to all of our friends over there overseas right now, tuned in right here to Make an Eight. And hey, man, we got some cool things that set up for you, I'm telling you. You know, we're about worn out, though, man. It has been a long week already. We still got today's show. We got tomorrow's show. Going to let you all know right off the bat, I'm getting a little discouraged. I'm not real sure if we're going to be able to make this deal happen where we can get out to Stevensville this weekend to bring that broadcast. Just a matter of it being such a short notice. And, yeah, it's not, you know, I just don't know if it's going to happen or not. And I apologize to you guys. We really wanted to be there to bring you this opportunity where we could, you know, we could jump on board and bring you guys that could not be there this broadcast of a great bull ride that's going to be going on for a great benefit, you know, and that's for two cowboys that we do care for so much, and that's McKinnon Wimberly and Jody Newberry. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to keep on rolling on. You know, we've got other things in the works, and, you know, we're just going to sit back, I think, and take the weekend and stay local if nothing else comes through with Stevensville. And going to go hang out with Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt, some of the guys that we've been following for the last month, really. We've seen these guys up in Tennessee. We saw those guys in Alabama. We saw Matt Merritt in North Carolina. So, I mean, you know, we've been following these guys for the last several weeks, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to make the best of it regardless. I just really hope that we could be there for you, the fans, so you guys could tune in and watch it. I just don't think it's going to happen. We need some big-time dollars by tomorrow evening so we could hit the road first thing Friday. And it just doesn't look very promising. But stranger things have happened, so we're going to keep those doors open, and we're going to keep continue work. We're not going to give up until we know that it's just not going to be possible. So there you go. You know, that's our goal. That's what we're going to work at. So you guys can just tune into that. And like I said, worst case scenario, we'll be back Sunday for our Back on the Ranch show after our weekend deal. And we're going to catch you up on what's going on down here in the Southeast a little bit more. We'll talk about some of the guys that we've been around for a long time now with Brian Corson and B.J. Carter and the McIntyre brothers and several other ones, as well as hanging out with Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt. Should be a good time. Let's see. Oh, man, I'm just trying to check out some of the stuff that's going on in the chat room right now. Wondering who it is that Miss Christie's talking about, saying wish he could call in. I'm trying to find out who that is exactly, because if you let us know, we might be able to just get him out here to call in. But anyways, we got some guests in there. You know, I got to tell you that we're running a little dry today on a Wednesday, and I was surprised. I thought we might see some more guests in there. Now, I will tell you that we did have a great show yesterday. A lot of controversial topics, you know. Oh, that's right. Yeah, McKinnon. He is. I think that he is getting a little antsy. This guy. I mean, if you guys have seen his Twitter updates and whatnot, you guys can certainly see that he, you know, that he is raring to go. Looks like he's back in full swing, and you know that it's something good if he's even willing to sit there and twit with making eight last night. And you know, we had a couple conversations back and forth there, but yeah, I'm glad to see that he's kind of back in it. You know, I know it's not going to be long at all, and we're going to see him back out there at these events. From what I understand, he's supposed to be at the Iron Cowboy. I'm not 100% on that. Hopefully, that'll turn out to be okay, and the fans that are going to be heading down there can actually go out and see him. But, hey, what do you know? We got the Iron Cowboy to talk about coming up here this Saturday night. We've got a benefit bull ride going on for McKinnon Wimberly and Jody Newberry in Stevensville, Texas, going on Sunday. We want to talk about that. And we've got some breaking news that came down the wire last night that we're going to talk to y'all about and let y'all know what's going on. So, you know what? I've been getting messages all morning about folks that are just not having a very good day. So we're going to play a little clip for you, and then we'll go into our first song here. Got to tell y'all, we got to thank, we got to thank Humps and Horns here for jumping on board with us these past few weeks, and look forward to doing a lot more work for them. If you guys have not got your subscriptions yet of Humps and Horns, make sure to get over and do that. We're going to take our first break there, fans. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Making Eight.
There was the passion you needed the most. Oh, you and I, you kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. 'Cause you had a bad.
folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight. That's right. Nobody can say it better than Brett Weldon right there, and we sure do appreciate it. Seeing some of the comments coming in right now in the chat room, and, well, I got to say that, you know, there was supposed to be a second event going on in March. It was supposed to be another benefit for McKinnon, and last I heard that this event had been postponed. They say that they're going to find a place, that they're going to find a way to make this deal happen. I'm a little discouraged by some of the things that have come out as to the reasons why they're not having it. I'm not going to let on because I don't have the full details on it, and I'm not going to make speculations there. But it is a discouraging thing because the bottom line is it comes down to supporting a cowboy that needs our support. But I will keep y'all posted as I hear anything from that. And we'll try to get you guys some information on that. I'm catching some word here that there's going to be a different reporter at the Iron Cowboy this weekend, and it won't be Aaron or Leah. That's news to me. Wow. I was not aware of that. Last I had heard, I thought that Leah was going to be there for that. But, wow. That's interesting, very interesting. Not quite sure where they're going with that whole deal. But who knows? We'll just have to stay tuned and look forward to it, you know, and kind of see what we can off of that. It's going to be a great event regardless. I think that this Iron Cowboy is going to be a lot better than it was last year, so they're going to definitely make those improvements, and hopefully we'll see those big changes. Oh, looks like Miss Christie is going to jump out there and try to find out who for us, and we appreciate that. Boy, she's kind of taken away from Barb's job, but then again, maybe Barb, she's kind of been behind the scenes, so maybe she's on top of it already. We'll see who can throw us up the link on that information first. Got to tell you, though, we got some cool things. Obviously, the McKinnon-Wimberly, Jody Newberry benefit bull ride that's going to be going on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Stevensville, Texas. It's going to be a real big deal. If you guys are going to be out there, the Iron Cowboy, make sure to get down there and go check that out. Oh, no, Christy, that's all right. Don't apologize to Barb for it. You know, we got to give her some competition out there. Iron Man, I see that you were making a statement there about being at that place for 5 years. What place is it exactly? Are you talking about Stevensville? Love to hear more on that story there. Got to tell you, though, we've got some breaking news that just came down the wire last night as well. And Iron Man, I know you're up in this area, so you may want to stay tuned to this one. This one could be big for you as well. Not sure how long you're going to be out of commission with that broken leg, but I will tell you this. I got word yesterday that there's going to be pretty much the Legends of Legends Bull Riding School that's going to coincide with Bullfighting School. That's right. Gary LaFeu and Rob Smets are joining up to put on a huge 3-day event in it's going to be actually just, I guess, about an hour south of, I believe it's going to be about an hour south of Louisville, Kentucky. So we might go knocking on Miss Shannon Taylor's door here coming up at the end of April. We will be up that way. I've already talked with Rob last night. He said, man, if you can make it, let's go. Come on. So I think that we will be up there just south of Louisville, Kentucky, for 3 days. It's going to be the final weekend in April and the first day of May, and it's going to be big. We're talking Gary LaFeu. We're talking Rob Smets. We're talking some mad bucking bulls. And we're talking, just a jam-up good time. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. You put Rob Smets and Gary LaFeu out there working in the arena together with some of these cowboys, it's going to be huge. I see that Marty Snyder is actually going to be reporting at the Iron Cowboy. That's interesting news. I absolutely think that if you guys are going to be around, they are taking tuitions. If you want to find out more about it, get a hold of me outside of the show. Be happy to talk with you about it. The cost is going to be $500 for all 3 days, whether you're a bull rider or a bullfighter. But I'm going to tell you what, you go and sign your name on that dotted line and you show up in that arena and you are going to learn from the best of the best. We're talking about world champions that know how to bring in and teach you to be successful. You just can't ask for much more than that. Even if you're kind of limped up there, Iron Man, I think that you might be able to benefit from it. You might want to try to get a hold of us, and maybe we can get a hold of Rob Smets and see if we can't get you down that way. But you talk about, when you put those two guys in that arena together, working on bullfighting and bull riding, man, you're talking about an explosive weekend. And you can bet that the students that come out of that are going to be up there making a run for the money. I've seen it time and time again. You know what kind of caliber of bull riders that Gary LaFeu produces, in his teachings. You know what kind of guy Rob Smets is. I mean, five-time world champion, that number speaks for itself. Yep, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what. I see the comment that's coming in right there with Miss Shannon Taylor, with Taylor Truck and Auto up there in Independence, Kentucky. We might just swing on up that way and drop on by. Make sure to wipe our boots before we come on in, but you can bet that just might happen. So stay tuned to that. It's going to be the last weekend in April, so mark it on your calendar. And I'm not quite sure of the exact town. Like I said, it's all breaking news. Rob just got the call yesterday with Gary LaFeu, and they said, let's make this deal happen. So I got a hold of Rob as soon as I saw it, and he said, yeah, man, this is what we're doing, so let's do it. And so we're pretty excited about it. Somehow, some way, you're going to see Making Eight. Shoot, we might have to take another road trip and do a Life on the Road series all the way up there. Who knows? I know we get our fans fired up. You know, Miss Emily, Miss Melanie stayed with us for the entire 10-hour road trip from Raleigh, North Carolina, back down this way. So I can bet that we'll have some fans on board. We might even be able to wrangle up a couple bull riders and a couple bullfighters to take up there with us. And we'll be happy to do that. So, you know, we've got some guys out there. Y'all spread the word, though. It's coming. The final weekend in April, Rob Smets, Gary LaFeu, bull riding, bull fighting, $500 for all 3 days. I'll tell you what, it's well worth the investment. That right there will put you over the top in your career, guaranteed. It may not put you over the top, but it'll certainly get you far more in advance. So you guys be able to hang out and come up there and party with us, man. We'll have a good time up there in Kentucky. We're going to crash Shannon Taylor's house. And, boy, I'll tell you what, how much fun would that be, sitting around there at one of our Making Eight Maniacs houses and just cutting up, talking good time with some more of you maniacs. So y'all come on down to Kentucky and hang out with us. It's going to be a jam-up time. You know what? We might just be able to bring old Rob Smets down that way, and that might be an opportunity for Miss Shannon to come down and hang out with him. We'll have a cool time with that. That'll be great, and we'll bring old Gary LaFeu by. Now, Gary LaFeu is a wild one too, boy. He's an old school bull rider. I love Gary LaFeu to death, man. He's just such a motivational guy, you know, and you know you just feed off that energy that he provides for you. It's a good time. It is a absolute good time. So y'all get ready for that. So that is the breaking news that we're going to break out here for you, and hopefully you guys can get the word out. Post it up on your Facebook. Post it up on your Twitter, and let's talk about this deal. Trying to see what's going on right here in our in our Facebook world. Seeing a lot of comments coming in from our European bull riders, and like I said, we got a whole group of them over there. We're gonna get to know a little bit more about the European bull riders. We got guys from Germany and that whole area out there. So you guys are gonna be able to stay tuned and kind of find out a little bit more about how they do things over there. We're gonna start doing some work with those guys. I think it's a pretty cool thing. I would love to get over there and actually do a broadcast of an event. You know, right there through Macon 8. Yes, I see the comment coming in. Emily is listening in on the line right now. She had to call into the show today. And I believe Miss Shannon Taylor is out there as well. So, anyhow, just to let you all know that we got some cool things in the works. We, you know, just because we got back from that 18-day road trip doesn't mean we're sitting around taking naps. We got some plans. And we're going to be out some more bull rides here coming up. Been doing a lot here in the local area, trying to produce some events down here in Florida. You know, we want to make these things bigger than what they are down here. I got to tell you firsthand, I'm a little disappointed at the way the bull rides are and the rodeos are here in Florida. It's time for a change. We got to shake things up. We got to make a statement down here in the Sunshine State. And I'll tell you what, this time of year when the weather's cold up north, this is the best place to ride. I think all the bull riders should become snowbirds. Come on down here and ride for these winter series right here in the Sunshine State. It would be a great deal. So we're just kind of working behind the scenes, trying to put some stuff together and make some things happen for you, the fans, get you all excited about what's going on in the sport. And, we'll just have to see where it goes, you know. You never know. But I will tell you that, you know, like I said, there's no doubt Macon 8 is definitely coming back at you. We're working hard to get these things out there for you, the fans, so you guys can tune in. I see that Miss Christie ordered a Macon 8 jersey shirt and a mouse pad. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. I can't wait till you get them either. We want to see pictures of them. So, and I do have some shirts that were sent out yesterday to our lovely Macon 8 Maniacs, as well as Miss Shannon Taylor, because she also won one of our contests in the drawing that we did. So I've got that autographed shirt from the finals that's going to be sent up to her, and we were able to get that out to them yesterday. And, well, hopefully they'll get them here, you know, by the end of the week, and they'll have them. So, yes, thank you very much, Miss Christie, for posting up those pics as soon as you get them. We want to see it. Let's see. I'm just trying to check out some of the comments that are coming in there. What did you guys think about yesterday's show? Like I said, I really hope I didn't offend anybody by our show yesterday. I was just trying to be clear and be honest with you, the fans, to kind of let y'all know what some of the things that I've observed that happens behind the bucking chutes, and let y'all know. I mean, these are just my opinions on a lot of things, but some of the things were factual that I did see during my time out there riding, you know. And so I really hope that you guys don't take offense to what I said. I apologize to you if you did. But the bottom line is sometimes the truth hurts, you know. Sometimes we don't want to necessarily hear the truth. And, you know, that kind of brings me to one of my other points too. We've got some great groups of fans, you know, with the PBR Tweethearts there on Facebook and things like that, you know. Some dedicated fans, and some of the comments that were coming in there really discouraged me in regards to the pay-per-view, you know. But, the cool thing was is that I think that we explained it in a way that some of the fans actually understood us now and understood why the PBR is doing what they're doing. And I'm glad for that. I really hope that I'm right on that for starters, because if I'm wrong, look out. I'm going to have a whole lot of angry fans mad at me, you know. But, I really hope that some of the fans kind of see where we were going at and the angle that the PBR is using in order to bring you the entire coverage of the last Cowboy Standing. You know, it's never been done before. It's never been something that's been televised if it has been done before, you know. So, you know, it's something that has to happen. You know, they can't buy 6 hours of airtime. This thing could go 30 minutes. You know, you can get out there and 40 guys buck off. You know what I mean? This thing could go very, very quickly. Is that going to happen? I don't think so. We got some top 40 hands coming down, and there are going to be some great matchups. You can bet on it, you know. So I believe that the way it's going to go is these guys are going to get like a lower-ranking bull to start off in the first round to give them an opportunity to come back, you know. But it's up to them to make that eight-second ride. And I just love the idea behind it. I am a huge supporter of what the PBR is doing for that. And I think that any bull riding finals should be that right there. I think that you should take them. You should match them all up. If you're tough enough to be there in the top rankings, let's see what you're made of. Let's see how many bulls you can get on. Let's see what you can ride to prove you're a real world champion right there. I like it. I do see that, the comment coming in there, that's a great comment there, Barb, about the PBR could roll out, some of their changes with a little more information. I agree with you 110%. I think that they absolutely could be more informative, and I don't know why they're not. And it may just be somebody that's just not PRing right for them out there. That's just it, you know. I mean, so we have to put in and pay $40 or whatever the cost is going to be for a pay-per-view event. We're going to get to see the whole thing, you know. So that's when we get together. We call up the local pub, Hooters, wherever the case may be, and, you know, we sit back and we ask them if they would broadcast this pay-per-view event. We get a group of people together, numbers. That's what's important to them. If we get 10, 15 people coming into a venue, to a Hooters or a sports pub or something like that, you can bet that they're going to put it online because they want you there eating their food, you know, and you know, buying their beer. And that's what it's going to come down to. And if you can't, if you got a way to get pay-per-view, hey, invite some friends over to the house, you know. Invite some friends over to the house. Sit back and watch it. Y'all split it, you know, two, three ways or whatever, and everybody has a good time. I for one, if I had pay-per-view here, I would offer it up to have a big Make an Eight meetup party right here for the Last Cowboy Standing. That would be ideal, you know. That would be the ideal thing for us to have a big bonfire, big cookout all day long, getting ready, getting fired up to watch this deal. That's how I roll, you know. That's how Making Eight rolls. That's what we would like to see happen. And we'd like to see it happen out there in your neck of the woods, you know. So if you guys are out there, hey, let's work together. Let's bring some more fans in, and let's just have a good time with it. I think it's going to be cool, and I, for one, do not want to miss it. I can promise you I won't miss the Last Cowboy Standing. Love the structure of it. Like I said, I think that that's what's going to create a world champion right there. That's what's going to dictate who is a world champion, because of the amount of bulls that they may have to get on, you know. I think that's going to say a lot. I really do. So, like I said, no judging, no points coming down. It's going to come down to whether you make eight, and I love it. I love it. But let's see. Oh, I see that. I see the great comment coming in there, Miss Christie, that Marchie may be a little upset with whoever made the statement that the Brazilian winning streak is just a coincidence. I, for one, don't think it's a coincidence. I think that they found a style. They found a way to make things happen. Is it necessarily a way that I would agree with? Maybe, maybe not. But I can tell you that they found a way to win and cover their bulls and be consistent. And right now they're at the top of the food chain. I would be less worried about, as a bull rider going in there, I would be less worried about whether or not this Brazilian is going to win this next deal as I would be just making sure I cover my bull, you know. And I don't necessarily think that that's the case. I think that you'll see a lot of these cowboys out there that are getting kind of wrapped up in what's going on. And, you know, I don't think that that streak is going to stay alive. I don't think that the Brazilian streak is going to stay alive. I think you're going to see the Austin Myers, J.B. Mooney, you know, a lot of these other guys come back at it and make a statement throughout the entire season. But the Brazilians are strong. They found a way to win. And, you know, like I said, whether it's a way that I necessarily agree with, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to make a comment on that. I can tell you that just to save my face. But, hey, that's just my opinion on things, you know. But I think they deserve to be there because nobody's come back and established different rules or different guidelines or things like that. So, you know, I do think that the Americans will absolutely step it up. That's a great comment in there, Iron Man. And I think that we're going to see a lot of heated competition come down to the finals in Las Vegas in October. You can bet on that. So, like I said, I can understand where Marky would be, Pete, you know, be upset about that. I really do. It's more than a coincidence, you know. It's absolutely more than a coincidence. These guys are riding for a reason, you know. So, anyways, let's see. What else we got? You guys are putting in some great comments here in the chat room, and we sure do appreciate it. You know, got to let y'all know that, you know, if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. I think we're going to jump down and take another break, and when we come back, we're going to start winding it up. I don't have any cowboy logic for the day, so if you guys have some, give us a call and bring it to us. Yep, you know, that's a great comment right there, Iron Man. I like it. And just as we head into our break, we'll kind of close out with that. The best out of the bull will bring the best out of me. And I love that. Love that concept right there. It's a great attitude to have when you get in that arena or you get in that bucking chute, no doubt. So, all right, here we go with the Wednesday afternoon. We're only a few days away from Iron Cowboy coming at you. So let's take another short break, and this next break is brought to you by none other than Luke Kaufman. That's right, Rank Bull, Rank Riders Anthem, I believe. That's what it is. So anyways, we're going to take another short break. Y'all go check out Luke Kaufman. He's going to be down here in the Sunshine State this weekend. Don't miss out. Don't go anywhere, fans. Will you listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Megan 8?
Well, I'm the cowboy kid with a Northwest beat. I play for every pretty girl that I meet. Well, if you like my sound, they turn it up real loud. Show the world how this rank crowd likes to get down. Places all around want to know when I'm gonna be back in their town. I tell them I don't know, maybe on down the line. All I know is that it damn sure won't be tonight. Cause I'm too drunk to see things right. Maybe it'll clear up come the morning light. Hanging with my buddies in the hotel room, telling cowboy stories about wild women and rank.
look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long.
Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. And I got to tell you, that was our good friend Matt the Cat Thompson right there from Muscle Shoals, good friends with Ross Hill. If you're ever around a deal or an event where Ross Hill was fighting bulls and selling cotton candy, well, you just might see old Matt the Cat Thompson out there. He likes to go out there and work with Ross and just be around them rodeos, you know, and he's a great guy, and I definitely recommend y'all get over there and try to find him and talk with him a little bit. I'm seeing some good posts coming up in our chat room right here. We do have some fundraisers out there. Not only do we have you know, Jody Newberry, McKinnon Wimberly, but we've also got one set up. I believe Bo Hill's sister had set one up. You can find it. There's a link posted right there in the chat room. Thanks to the lovely Miss Barb. And we also have one for our man in the chat room right now, Mr. Iron Man Marty Hill. And you can find that right there on BuckersNow.com. So make sure y'all get over there and go check those out. If you guys find it in your hearts, go out there and help support these guys. I was going to get down to some more of the comments, but it looks like we got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't bring him in. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, Scott. It's Miss Shannon.
Well, hello, Miss Shannon. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Working as normal. You'd think you'd know 513 is me by now.
Yeah, you know, you would think I would, but they just daggone light up so fast, and, you know, sometimes. But, yeah, your ears must have been ringing. I think you heard us talking about you a little bit, huh?
It was funny. I had called in to listen, put my headphones on, and as soon as I got to listening to the show, as soon as you started it up, my desk phone rang, and I had to take my ears back out and put them back in, and I heard my name and went, uh-huh, what?
Good deal.
So, yeah, I was calling to tell you, door's open, just wipe your feet before you come on in, and we're only just barely over an hour north of Louisville, and we've actually got our home away from home that's even closer to Louisville than that. We got a big 38-foot camper with king-size and queen-size beds and, you know, all the lovely amenities and a big deck on it and everything that sits closer to Louisville than we are at home.
Really?
Yep. So we got plenty of space. It'd work out just fine if you want to head on up.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I absolutely love to chat with Rob.
Yeah, I think we might just take you up on that. Well, like I said, I saw the post come in yesterday. Rob said he posted it out there on his Facebook that he's going to be up there for this 3-day school working with Gary LeFou. And the minute I saw it, I gave him a call. And, you know, he said, hey, man, what can you do for us? I said, hey, we're going to get the word out there for sure. So he's looking to take up to anywhere in upwards of 15, 16 bullfighters. And, you know Gary LeFou is going to pack the house, probably have somewhere around 20 or 25 students. As far as bull riding, it's going to be a great time. And hopefully you'll be able to make some time and come on down and hang out with us.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like, you know, it'd be an absolute thing you'd want to see. So, yeah, I'll do whatever I can to help. So
absolutely. Well, we might just take you up on that. Don't be surprised if we call you up and say, hey, we're coming up. We need a place to stay. Love the radio
family.
Not a
problem.
That's what it's all about right there, you know. And I was talking with some of the guys up there in Raleigh, North Carolina, and, well, shoot, during the week that I had off between Tennessee and Coleman, Alabama, I stayed in Muscle Shoals with Ross Hill. And then between the week of Coleman, Alabama and Raleigh, North Carolina, I stayed right there in Clinton, North Carolina with Justin Ballinger. You know, it's like, hey, you just travel around with your rodeo family and spend some time with them. You know, it's like a reunion or a vacation each week, you know.
Yep, it's nice to just sit around and catch up every once in a while. But
sure.
I do have some cowgirl wisdom for you today.
Great. What do you have for some cowgirl wisdom?
Well, this is actually the catchphrase that I have on my email here at work, and people kind of like it. It's never approach a bull from the front, a horse from the rear, or a fool from any direction.
That's right. That's right. That you're absolutely right on about that. And, you know, it does make – that's some great cowgirl logic for the day. And sure, appreciate giving it to us.
Well, I got it on my email, and, you know, considering where I work, it's generally pretty appropriate around here. You know, it's, yeah, there tend to be
you.
A lot of fools. So
I just thought I'd buzz in
real quick and pass that on to you and say, you know, you're more than welcome. Door's always open. Wipe your feet before you come on in.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Shannon. Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time to call us, and we look forward to seeing you up there in the next month or so.
Absolutely, and tell everybody I said howdy, and I'll talk at them all here on Twitter shortly.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye. There you are, Miss Shannon. Taylor Truck and Auto Repair, Independence, Kentucky, is where they are at. And, of course, Miss Shannon taking the time out to call us, and we sure do appreciate it. I'm just trying to check out some of the things that are going on. Let's see. Looks like McKinnon is out there still just tweeting away. He has been the top-notch guy. I think that he is going to overrule Brendan Clarke here before too long. Before this thing is all said and done, I think he's going to become the Twitter king in the PBR. Let's see. Yeah, I see the Iron Man out there, Mr. Marty Hill. He's talking about how much he enjoys taking this bull by the horns or approaching the bull by the front. But I did see some comments coming in, and you know, earlier about the added bonus rounds and things like that. You know, it's a 50-50 split. You know, there's a lot of associations where you go to where they, because they do give out day money and things like that, they have a short round each night. You know, I don't entirely like the way the PBR's format is with the Built for Tough Series, bringing in the top 40 riders, letting them compete for, you know, 2 or 3 days and having a short round, you know, each night or whatever, however the case may be. You know, I could go either way, really. You know, I mean, there's some things that I like about it. There's other things that I really don't care for. I know as a bull rider, I always went to any event that I went to is, hey, are we going to have a short round tonight or, you know, is this just the overall, you know? So, it just depends. And I've been to a lot of different rodeos up and down the road that are like that. So you just got to kind of take them in stride. They do make for some long air times, you know, especially when you've got a lot of re-rides or you've got a lot of qualified rides. But it does make for great entertainment for you, the fans. So, hey, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, if some of you can't be there both nights, then it gives you an opportunity to kind of see. And I think that's where they were getting at, is the fans were upset because most of their crowds would turn out on Sundays or turn out on Saturdays if it was a two-day event, you know, just to see the short round, because that's when it all comes down to. Well, now they're giving you an extra factor to try to get you out there that extra day to say, hey, look, it's worth being here both days because you're going to have a short round both days. So, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to take it, you know. I don't think it's really unfair in any way. I think that it is, I think it complicates more things more with the point system and things like that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that it's unfair. But that's just my opinion on it. I do agree with Ms. Barb coming in there in the chat room right now saying that the big benefit is for the fans. And I believe that that is why they have done it. I don't think it's added anything to the incentive for the bull riders. But then again, you know, if you're the top 40 in the world, you better be willing to step up your game. That is something that I agree with wholeheartedly. I think that if you're going to be in class as the top 40 bull riders in the world, that you should be above the game, and you should bring your A game each and every time you ride. And if you buck off and you fall back, I'm sorry about your luck. You know, bring in somebody else that can make that top 40. You know, it. But that's my feelings on it. You know, wow, I'm seeing a whole bunch more. Yeah, I see McKinnon out there posting a little, few more comments out there, and hopefully you guys will stay up with him. Keep him entertained. Tell him that when he can talk, we want to get him out here on our show to talk with you, the fans. Love to have him back on board with us, you know. I'm not going to bug the guy, really. You know, I mean, the guy's got enough on his plate as it is, and I give him a hard time. I love to give him a hard time, but that's just me, you know. Shoot, I give all the bull riders a hard time, you know. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. I mean, kind of being one myself, or having spent time, you know, in the bucking chutes, I think that you know, it makes for good fun. You know, and that's right, Christy, you made a great point right here in our comment there about the short round, you know, each night, that everyone does have the same chance at the start of the event. That's it. That's exactly right. So, you know, definitely something that we need to keep an eye out on. But, well, fans, I got to tell you, I think we're finally winding things down for our Wednesday Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here. And got to tell you, I appreciate all of y'all jumping on board and tuning in. Hopefully you'll catch up with us tomorrow. You know, this is really what it's all about. This is where we wanted to go with our shows, is to have you guys voice your opinions about certain things and then let us comment about it and we can have a discussion. But before we go, we got 5 minutes left. We'll see if we can jump down and take this one caller. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me now? Come in, Berlin.
Come in now.
I got you now. Miss Donna Davis.
Hey, what's going
on? Oh, not much. You must be in a bad area.
I'm in the back of the house.
I hear you. Well, maybe you should move to the front of the house. So how are you feeling, Miss Donna?
Feeling pretty good for right now. I just wanted to thank everybody for all their good wishes.
Well, you bet. We're glad that you're still around and able to tune in with us right here on the Lunch Hour Show. And shoot, we've missed you, but we're glad that you're doing all right.
Yeah, I couldn't get blogged. I'm ready to go to the Iron Cowboy.
There you go. I know you are, and it's a shame that we will not be able to get out there. It doesn't look like we are. It's kind of doubtful at this point, but we're not closing that door entirely because we sure would like to pick you up and haul you out to Stevensville, Texas. That's for sure.
I sure would ride with you.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would, too. Well, hey, Donna, we're actually wound down right here at the end of our show, but I want to say thank you for tuning in, and we're going to continue to keep you in our prayers, and hopefully you'll be back out here and about and giving us a hard time before too long.
Got it.
All right, Donna, take care.
Bye.
All right, guys. Well, it was a little hard to pick up there on Donna. I don't know if it was just me or what the deal was, but boy, I had a hard time. But it was really glad that we were able to hear from her and know that she's all right. And well, shoot, just hearing from any of you Making Eight Maniacs out there, you know, you guys are a big part of this show, and you guys are what makes it so great. So got to thank you guys for tuning in today. Make sure tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, we'll be back at it one more time. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Make sure to go check us out at MakingEight.com. Find us on Twitter all day long. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. This my resist call, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and mine. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold on the bridge. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down another. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. Think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.